Friends and family gathered in Jamaica Plain last night to mourn the death of Richelle Nova, the 58-year-old Domino's pizza delivery man who was murdered in Hyde Park last week. Three young Boston residents are accused of luring Nova to a vacant home, stabbing him to death, then stealing his money, car, and the pizza he was to deliver. The three pleaded not guilty yesterday in West Roxbury Municipal Court, and a murder prosecutors say was planned. WBUR's Bianca Boskis-Tonis spoke with a friend of one of the suspects and has this report.
The friend is Aileen Valerie. She's 19 years old and a junior at Hyde Park High School. She's best friends with Yamilee Matarine, one of the three people accused of Richelle Nova's murder.
We were just talking about how we going to go school shopping and do our hair the same way. Who's going to do dreads?
Valerie was such good friends with Matarine that Valerie convinced her own mom to take in the boy her friend liked. That boy is Alexander Gallette, another suspect in the murder.
He had really nowhere to stay, and he wanted places to leave his clothes, you know, somewhere he can have a stable mailing address.
Last Wednesday night, Valerie was at home with her mom watching television. It was 2 a.m., and someone set off the motion-sensored lights outside their house. So Valerie went downstairs to see who it was. She found Gallette, Matarine, and another man she recognized as Michel St. Jean.
And one of the guys, Michel, his hands was bleeding. And all I seen was, like, they was panicking. And Alex had blood all over his shirt and his pants. And I asked him what happened. And I guess they told me a lie. They told me that they was walking. They three was walking. And somebody was drunk. And somebody was trying to touch Yamilee's butt. And they got into a fight.
Valerie says they put a Domino's pizza box into her refrigerator, and she went to sleep. Valerie had no idea what her friends would be accused of.
The video shows that the three defendants arrived at that particular location a little after 8 p.m. that evening. We know at that point they were armed with knives.
Attorney Jennifer Hickman laid out the prosecution's case yesterday.
A little before 11 p.m., a call was made by the defendant, Yamilee Matarine, to Domino's and placed an order.
Hickman said Nova arrived with a pizza 10 minutes before midnight on Wednesday, and Matarine asked him to follow her to the back of the house where she kept her wallet.
While Mr. Nova was brought into that particular house in a little room off the back steps, he was set upon. There were multiple stab wounds, as stated, to the neck, to the back, as well as to the chest.
Hickman said the three left in Nova's car, and police later tracked down St. Jean by his cell phone number, which Matarine allegedly gave to Domino's in case they needed to call back. When police interviewed St. Jean, he gave up his friends, according to prosecutors. All three pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder charges yesterday. They're being held without bail. Police say none of them had prior interactions with law enforcement. And that's consistent with what Aileen Valerie knew of her friends. She says Matarine went to church every Sunday and wanted to go into the medical field. And Gallette was a nice, quiet boy. All of them, including Valerie, shared a bond as the children of Haitian immigrants. But now she says she doesn't know what to think.
What they did was wrong. It was wrong. It was selfish. They could have robbed the guy and just left them. I mean, you killed them. Hey, what was y'all thinking? That's cruel. That's cruel and sinful. And for them to just come to my house and just act like everything was okay, that's not even being a real friend. That's not. It really sickens me. And you actually brought the box of pizza home and you're offering me a slice of pizza and I'm eating the pizza and God knows, you know what I mean? I don't know what's going on and you're really letting me eat this pizza and you know you just robbed somebody and killed them.
Valerie says she hasn't told this story to police. However, a detective did interview her mother and removed evidence from the house. What Valerie's most apprehensive about is returning to school today, where everyone knows her as Yamilee's best friend. For WBUR, I'm Bianca Boskis-Tonis.